Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
They're not even hiding it anymore, Lee. Well, the Democrats' demands aren't for Americans. They don't care about Americans, and they don't care if you know that. Demanding over $1 trillion, including hundreds of billions, to restore illegally, by the way, because it's against the law, free health care for illegals, or else the government shuts down. Not even hiding who they are anymore. J.D. Vance yesterday just went on a tear about this, and good for him, across the networks, talking about, like, how have we gotten here?
Under our system, you need 60 Senate Democrats to vote for the clean continuing resolution that the president and House Republicans have put forward. I think it's preposterous, Martha. And I think the American people really should pay attention to the fact that Democrats are threatening to shut down the entire government because they want to give hundreds of billions of dollars of health care benefits to illegal aliens. I've never seen anything like it. I've never seen a political party actually advertising the fact that they want to shut down every essential function of government, and they want to use that as leverage so that they get more money for illegal alien health care benefits. It's such a stark contrast between Republicans who are trying to put the interests of the American people first and Democrats who I think would want to take money from the American people to give benefits to illegal aliens. We don't want to shut down the government, but if Democrats refuse to just pass this clean continuing resolution, that's exactly what's going to happen. And I think the Democrats are going to bear the responsibility for it.
Well, the Democrats and the media and the mainstream media bear responsibility because this is being misreported. This is being reported as Republicans are trying to cut health care.
Yes.
No. They are saying that if you are providing medical benefits, which are illegal to illegal immigrants, it's going to stop. That's where those cuts are. That's what's going on, and that's not what's being reported by the mainstream media. This is being said that mean old Republicans just want to cut health care for everybody. No. They're wanting to stop the money, the hundreds of billions of dollars worth of benefits that are being spent on illegal immigrants who legally cannot accept those benefits.
And what has happened here is that in the big, beautiful bill, the loopholes that were allowing Democrat states to illegally sign these illegals up on health care benefits were closed, effectively kicking them off. So Chuck Schumer wants to reopen those loopholes so that Democrat states can continue violating federal law, which is what they do best. But I want to point something out. This was kind of brilliant by Elon Musk over the weekend. You talk about why do Democrats want health care for illegals? They are in a cold panic, Lee, because 2 million of them are gone. 1.6 million self-deported and another 400,000 were picked up by ICE. These were future and, as I played in the last segment, sometimes current voters. What they were doing, these illegal immigrants, they show up at the border. Biden gives you the free phone, gets your name. 5 months later, your social security number arrives. You're supposed to be awaiting your deportation trial. It's illegal to give them social security numbers. Yet the Democrats secretly and quietly, and I played the Newsmax piece in the last segment, secretly and quietly were giving them social security numbers and sneaking them onto the rolls. 1.5 million illegal immigrants on the Medicaid rolls, at least including people with criminal convictions and cartel connections. Now, why would Democrats do that? Why would they sneak around and do that? I'm going to let Hillary Clinton explain. This is Hillary Clinton, 1993. She's pushing for socialized health care. Take a listen.
As to illegal aliens, We agree with you that we do not think the comprehensive health care benefits should be extended to those who are undocumented workers and illegal aliens. We do not want to do anything to encourage more illegal immigration into this country. We know now that too many people come in for medical care as it is. We certainly don't want them having the same benefits that American citizens are entitled to have.
She understood it was a magnet. But you know what Elon Musk points out here? This is amazing. Funny to think, this is what he tweets, funny to think that Bill Clinton's policies when he was president were essentially MAGA. They were. That's her. Because remember, he put his wife in charge of, if you weren't following politics then, and I wasn't, I was too young, but like he put her in charge of selling socialized medicine. Yeah. She was very clear, illegal immigrants, no, we don't want a magnet for them to stay, which tells you the Democrats know what they're doing. They want them to stay.
Yeah.
Now we're told this is far right Gestapo, Hitler, Nazi fascist extremism. No, it was the position of the Democrat Party under Bill Clinton. We have not changed. We are where Hillary and Bill were in 93 and 94. They have changed.
Yes, the party.
Yes, and that retro clip shows you that.
Yeah.
And folks don't realize, as recently as 2012 and 2011, I should do a podcast on this, Lee. I have all kinds of audio in the vault from Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, all of them advocating for a wall, advocating for illegal immigration to be stopped and halted because it hurt blue-collar workers, and they were to finish up. Bernie Sanders, same thing. He's on record, too.
Now, all these politicians you just mentioned are pandering for socialist votes as Democrats and you know, changing their stance on policy that they had adhered to decades ago.
Yeah. And when you have the Speaker of the House, and I saw his first tweet, I saw it on Gab, and someone had screenshotted it, and I thought, oh, that's fake. That's AI. Come on. The Democrats aren't seriously saying they're going to shut the government down if we don't give 1.5 million illegals health care benefits. And by the way, each one of these illegals, it's not just for them. Some of them represents like their whole family gets the benefit. You know what I'm saying? They're just the one that signed up. So it's more than 1.5 million illegals. That's why they need hundreds of billions of dollars. I thought it was, no, I was like, that can't be real. Somebody's just AI'd that. And I look on his feed. It really is the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. He's like, no, they want benefits for illegal immigrants. Because of course they do. They're desperate to keep them here. Desperate. How can you vote Democrat if you're in Guatemala? Stephen Miller, Deputy Chief of Staff for Trump, nails this. Here we go. Yeah, it's locked up. Let's see. Here we go.
Well, the Democrats are demanding free health care for illegal aliens. Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries have been clear. They will not fund law enforcement. They will not fund the military. They will not fund public safety. They will not fund the operations of the federal government that your tax dollars pay for unless they get free health care for illegal aliens. That is the biggest losing message and the biggest losing argument in American history. We will see if there's enough Democrat senators who are dumb enough to follow Chuck Schumer off the edge of that cliff.
Meanwhile, Lee, did you see this? The Penn State whiteout game? You know, no. I didn't realize this time.
I have little interest in college football these days, too.
Really? You? You feeling okay?
Well, yeah, it's just, there's a certain team that I follow that's just not
doing it. Oh, I see. So you've given up on the entire enterprise.
No, I mean, I heard there was going to be something with Penn State, yeah.
Yeah, well, I get where you're coming from. But there was a reason to tune in, it turns out. It was the whiteout game, and you should see the crowd, these students. It's a sea of white. They're wearing the T-shirt that Charlie Kirk died in. It's a white shirt with the word freedom across it. Yeah. You could buy these on Amazon now. My kids are actually talking about going trick-or-treating this year. All three. I didn't come up with it. They did. Wearing the shirt. They were wanting to know, can we get three of them? And they could go trick-or-treating in the shirt, like just with the word freedom across it. I understand that. That just gives you chills. Charlie Kirk died wearing a shirt with the word freedom on it. And he was shot and killed for exercising his First Amendment rights. That's incredible. Anyway, these kids, and what's great about watching this crowd, the Penn State game, Lee, these are kids. These are college kids. They're wearing the shirt. It's hip. It's hot. It's what's in. Whoever thought, right?
Yeah, really.
So that's where we are in this country right now. And again, it really shows you, as Elon Musk said, funny to think that Bill Clinton's policies when he was president we're essentially MAGA, as they tell us we're extremists. No, we're just Americans. We're where America was in the 80s and the 90s and the 2000s. It's the left that's changed. And that's why, you know, if you saw that 60 Minutes interview with the, he's very liberal, by the way, Republican governor of Utah. And he's saying the problem is social media. We've got to stop saying mean things on social media. No, that's not the problem. I was really disappointed in him telling 60 Minutes that they ate it up. They wanted to hear it. No, that's not the problem. The problem is that the left has moved into Marxism. The party is undergoing a violent Marxist revolution, and they expect Americans to go along with them. And Americans are like, whoa, Nelly, I'd like to stay back in the 90s with Bill and Hillary Clinton, who were sane.
Well, semi-sane.
Well, yeah, how do you compromise with that? How do you compromise with, well, we're going to burn down ICE buildings. Well, we're going to shoot, ICE agents. ICE agents are fascist. Enforcing the law of America is fascist. Oh, and you better give illegals free health care. I mean, like, how do you compromise with that and be a nice person?
You don't.
You don't. You can't. What they're asking of us is impossible. So, no, he totally scapegoated the left for them. That's why 60 Minutes left what he said. No, it's not online. It's not both sides. It's we cannot tolerate and accommodate a Marxist revolution by way of just being nice to the other side. We have to fight back with words. And they don't like when we use words.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, but where is the country right now? Great measure is a measure of the work Charlie Kirk was doing. There was a reason Charlie Kirk had to die. No, in a murder trial. What do jurors look for? They look for motive. We're used to having it, right? People are going to look dispassionately at motive in Charlie Kirk's murder. Ask yourself, say you're a homicide detective, who would have had the most motive? Forget all the other facts. Where's motive? If you were going to take out, you can only take out one person. That's all I'm saying. You can only take out one person to stop the trend I'm about to describe to you. It would be Charlie Kirk. Why? Charlie Kirk registered 600,000 voters going into 2024, TPUSA. A lot of people think of that organization as, well, you know, he's just a nice boy going to college campuses to do nice debates. And he was, but that was just the tip of the iceberg. See, underneath there was a Leviathan, a $96 million a year voter registration operation. Because remember, Fat Rana was too busy getting Botox and fat treatments. That's why I call her Fat Rana. And wasting money at the RNC. There was no voter recruitment going on while she and the consultants told you, well, you know, parties aren't growing. We can't grow our party. It's another way. I'm going to go get Botox for my next Fox News interview. She spent more money on flower arrangements for high dollar donors who she then jetted all over the country in RNC jets on their planes than she did updating voter files. So what had to happen? Charlie Kirk said, the GOP elites, for years, Trump would not, for whatever reason, remove Fat Rana. And so, because she was like a gangster, that's why I call her Fat Rana. And I think her goal really was to crush the party, undermine Trump till he was gone. So Charlie Kirk said, I'm going to register people. And he did. He unleashed an army of 1,500 who, after they registered the 600,000, they ballot chased 400,000 absentee ballots across five swing states. You do the math, that's the victory for Trump right there. That doesn't even count what Elon Musk did rebuilding the voter registration system. Folks, in 6 months, we went from number one in registration Democrat, number two unaffiliated, number three Republican. It flipped to number one in registration Republican. You're going to kill one person to change that trajectory? That person is Charlie Kirk. And our side doesn't understand that because I think we just think he's a really nice guy and he went and did some debates. Yes, debates at which 3,000 to 5,000 young people would show up at like clockwork. The one he died at had three. That was low. What does it add up to? You can see it, the graphic from the study on my X feed. In 100 years, Democrat registration 18 to 29 has not been this low. And it's mainly males driving it. It's mainly males driving it. They are registered 29% Democrat. The norm is around 46 to 49. That is devastating. There's your motive. Now go and look at the facts. And I gotta tell you what, the FBI better cast a wide circle because I don't think Tyler Robinson acted alone. And that's your motive right now. That's your motive right there. And if you look away from that motive, you are losing the thread, my friend. Because let me tell you what would drive them to panic. Have you seen this? For the entire month of August, we just got the figures in. Republicans net gained, August, nationwide, 100,000 voters on Democrats. Here's how that happened. Republican registration, which remember Fat Ron, I would say, we can't do this. We can't, no, I got to go get some more Botox and some more Ozempic on the donor's dime. I don't have time to do these voter registration files. Well, Charlie did. Charlie made time. So did Elon Musk. The Romney family, I think, was trying to undermine Trump. Republicans gained 43,000 new voters just in August across the country. Democrats lost 55,000. People are changing their registration. I cannot wait to see what September looks like. That's why Charlie Kirk had to die. That right there. We'll get all the details. They'll line up and they'll make sense with the motive. They will. This is why the FBI is saying we're not sure if there was another shooter. We're not sure if other people are involved. You bet they're not, because there's your motive right there. The Democrat Party cannot win without 18 to 29s. They cannot. And when you look at the Pennsylvania game, the whiteout game, and people are supposed to wear white, and they come in the Freedom shirt Charlie Kirk died in, a whole crowd of them. Do you know the panic that Democrats have? It makes them ragey, and they fight even harder for their fake illegal voters. Because they don't have a way forward. There's no way forward. And that's what winning looks like. It's that simple. Meanwhile, folks, did you see this? How did it take till September for this to happen? FBI agents who knelt in solidarity with Black Lives Matter during the George Floyd riots finally dug out of their little hidey holes inside the FBI and fired. Think about this for a minute, okay? Just wrap your minds around this. The FBI was riddled with agents showing solidarity with violent left-wing rioters who did $2 billion in damage. To who, according to the insurance industry? To innocent business owners' properties. On the theory that if the left gets mad and you own a business, they should be able to burn it down simply because they're mad. Doesn't matter if you're Black, some of them were. Doesn't matter if you're a Democrat, some of them were. By not firing those agents before now, think about it. The FBI signaled that if liberals want to burn your home or business because they happen to be angry, those agents will not only let them, they'll stand in solidarity with them. Think about that. That's state-sanctioned terrorism against those whose only crime is owning a business. Democrats would consider you a Class A oppressor if you own a business. In an increasingly Marxist environment. Folks, I will never forget. Do you remember going into the 2020 election? There was a Black man, and he had saved all of his life to open the sports bar that was his dream. He finally did it, and they burned it to the ground. The safe survived, and he had cash in there. It was all he had left. And he's standing there doing an interview with the reporters. And violent left-wing Looney Tune, white, by the way, rioters and a Black guy. It was two white guys and a Black guy. They're walking behind the camera and they are taking the safe and he can't do anything. And he's standing there and he has tears rolling down his face and they don't care. That's the Democrat Party. That's those violent rioters. That's the $2 billion worth of damage. He said, this is my life. I did everything. By the way, he was an immigrant, legal immigrant. Strange concept to Democrats, I know. Legal immigrant who had come here as a child and worked decades to have that sports bar. And you remember Donald Trump promised him a check, and I don't know if he ever got it. I assume he did because Trump's pretty good for his word, saying, no, we're going to rebuild your sports bar. No, they're not going to take it from you. That's what we're talking about. That is FBI agents knowing damn well these cities are burning, kneeling in solidarity. What does that say? That says we like the violence if it's by the left, and we will look the other way. Dig them out, find all their friends, dig them out too. I can't believe these people were still working inside the FBI in September. But the good news is those agents seen kneeling in solidarity with violent black bloc Marxist thugs are gone. Now we got to send hundreds more with them.
Well, we've listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tracking on this show, something critical is going on in our society. It's been happening for years, but it hit critical mass really this year. And that is the fact that murder, serial killing, has become obsolete. Can't do it anymore. Take Ted Bundy. He's known to have at least 36 victims. Many think it's as high as 100. Today, Bundy doesn't even make it to number 3. Why? Tech, and most especially security cameras. And we've watched multiple cases of that this year. Even without, before you even get to the DNA evidence, they got Koberger. They'd have had him on video. They got him that way first in the Idaho murders. Then we go to Arkansas. A guy figures, well, you know, I'll murder a family. He murdered mom and dad. He figures, I'll do it at a state park, right? I'd get away with it there. No cameras there, right? And there wasn't. The problem is, on the very rural route home, there are what? Ring cameras. Now, we're fortunate that we don't live in a system like China where your camera feeds into a big national database, billions of them. We don't want to live in that system. But we do want to live in a system where murder is obsolete. It's a delicate balance. So police still have to go through the backbreaking work of going ring camera to ring camera to ring camera to find you, but they will. And they're getting faster at it. It played a huge role in catching Charlie Kirk's killer as fast as we did, 33 hours. You cannot escape. They put that camera out there. They put the picture out there. It's just a matter of time, hours even. Someone's going to see you. Someone's going to know you, and you're done. You can't go serial anymore. You put that with the DNA technology, and amazing things are happening in the annals of murder. And that just happened over the weekend. And it's fascinating because Greenville paid a part in this. Did you hear about this? Do you know about the yogurt shop murders? One of the most famous American murder cases ever. Four beautiful young women, one of whom was working in a yogurt shop. Her friend stopped by. It's the end of her shift. They want to go out and, you know, hang out. And so her friend said, hey, I'll help you clean up and shut down for the night. Somebody came in and killed all four of them in the most brutal way possible, including rape. I'm not going to go into the details of that. You can look it up and read about it. Most people know about that. Happened in Austin, Texas. They tried for years to solve this. They even prosecuted two guys. One guy spent a decade in prison. He didn't do it. They had multiple false confessions, which is bizarre. And nobody ever thought it'd be solved. It was. Over the weekend, they got him. They got him. Now, here's what's so fascinating about this is that the Greenville PD played a significant role in this. And to understand that, you got to go back to 2018. If you've lived here in Greenville for a long time, you know about the Jennifer Zetricki murder. Cold case was around forever. 1990, Jenny Zetricki's found murder in her apartment. She's very popular. She throws big parties at her apartment complex. A lot of people know her. She was brutally raped and murdered. Well, back in 2018, Greenville Police Chief Ken Miller, who I knew from his time in Charlotte, decided to spend thousands of dollars to re-examine the DNA with modern technology. And something wild happened. It hit on a suspect for the first time. So it took from 1990 to 2018 for us to have the tech to do this. That's how cutting edge this is. And it hit on a guy by the name of Robert Eugene Brashers. Now, here's what's interesting about him. After the hit, they figure out who killed her. Finally, they realize he's serial. He's the same guy who killed a mom and her 12-year-old daughter, horrific crime, in Porterville, Missouri. Then it hits again. Thanks to the chief, you know, running that DNA, it all begins to connect up. Boom, boom, boom. 14-year-old. Raped, Memphis, Tennessee, 1997. Boom, 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 boom. This guy has been traveling state to state to state to state. And so we realized we not only solved, thanks to the Greenville PD and some actually wonderful homicide cops too, who investigators who have continued to work these cases, even in their retirement. God bless them for doing that. That is fantastic. By the way, if you worked on the Jennifer Zetricki case, I'd love to talk to you. I'd love to get your take on finding out that Brashears did the yogurt shop murders. Folks, do you realize that? So it's 2018. Chief Miller does the test. We find out who killed Jennifer Zetricki. Well, over the weekend, the same thing happened in Austin. So this guy was going from state to state to state killing women. He hit Greenville and then moved on. And we now know he killed the four in Austin, too, in that yogurt shop, including, this is just so tragic, two sisters. Who were there, and then two other girls who were at the yogurt shop. And they struggled because the DNA evidence was corrupted. He set it on fire, and then that set off the sprinklers, and it was just an absolute mess. So Greenville PD playing a role in the unearthing of a serial killer. Now you're wondering, okay, well, whatever happened to Brashears? He killed himself in a standoff with police in 1999. So thankfully, he wasn't able to keep going. But before he did it, and folks, I would argue this is not possible today. He killed in Tennessee, Missouri, Texas, Georgia, killed or raped. Tennessee, Texas, Georgia. Unbelievable. Also Arkansas, what he was able to get. He was just moving, 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 moving. Would have gotten away with it, did get away with it for decades. I'd say not possible going forward. You're going to be able to do one if you really want to do it and go to prison for the rest of your life, and we're going to get you. And I have mixed feelings on this. I really do. I've always believed as a crime reporter when I did that for years that there were a lot more serial killers out there. And we learned that in Canada when they're one of the few countries that truly has a national system crime database where all crimes are in the database. Still, large swaths of America, especially smaller towns and cities, are not in the crime database. So you could have committed horrific murders in small towns and still be getting away with it because you're not going to get a national hit. In Canada, you always get a national hit. And when that system went live, one of the first things they realized, they had 10 times the serial killers that they thought they did. They just had never been able to connect them. They were moving from jurisdiction to jurisdiction. That's what this guy was doing, and he came through Greenville. So incredible news this morning. If you have lived here for a long time, you followed the Jennifer Zetricki case, you followed the fact that the Greenville PD finally miraculously solved it through DNA in 2018, and good for them. Good for them in making that multi-$1,000 investment. The guy who killed her is not only a serial killer who rolled through Greenville and then kept going, he's the same serial killer who killed four teenage girls, one as young as 14, in the yogurt shop murders in Austin, Texas. Unbelievable. So her murder was 1990. Yogurt shop murders 34 years ago. 1991. So he kills Jenny Zetricki in Greenville, and then he moves on. That's his pattern. He moves on to the next place. Before, you were untraceable. You can get rid of, you can get away with this for years and years and years and years. By the way, he also liked to break into houses where women were alone in an attempt to kill him, to kill them. There's two cases of him doing that. One of them was in Tennessee, and she was able to fight him off, trying to break into her home. So he does the Jennifer Zetricki murder. Then he does the, we now know, famous Austin murder, which, by the way, he's never even been connected to until now. So hats off to the Greenville PD. You guys should be really proud of yourselves this morning, helping to unearth the truth finally all these years later about a serial killer. Hey, you know what we need to do? Any other cold cases we can test? It's worth spending the money. It is. It's worth spending the money. So good for them. Folks, I warn you all the time, need to raise smart children who respect their elders at school, yes, but are aware that schools, like a magnet, attract people who are interested in abusing children. I've been warning you about this for years now. And surprising as we found out really in the last decade, a lot of them are women. Yet another Greenville County Schools employee arrested on child sex charges. Now, the case, thankfully, if there is a silver lining, was unrelated to school that we know of. An instructional coach with Greenville County, South Carolina Elementary School, fabulous, has been charged with criminal sexual conduct with a minor younger than 11. The district says, Greenville County Schools District, the charges are unrelated to our school. Christy Gwynn, 44, arrested Friday by the Greenville County Sheriff's Office, according to detention center records. So, folks, her bond was, by the way, $15,000. That's way too low, but whatever. She, of course, has been released on bond because it's such a low bond. She was an instructional coach at Westcliff Elementary School, according to the Greenville County Schools. Folks, you got to raise kids who are wise to this. You don't want to take their innocence by having to explain things to them that they're not old enough to understand at the same time. These people are in our schools. They're in our sports teams. They are everywhere children are. They're drawn like a magnet, and they abuse parents' trust. And I've told you for a long time, having spent almost a year with sex offenders in their counseling sessions, I had to get permission as a reporter to sit with every single one of them. I couldn't disclose their names, but I sat with them for a year. And I came away shocked, went every week. And folks, this is court-ordered sex offender counseling, so they have to be there. They don't want to be there. And the thing I learned, I thought when I went in as a reporter that the psychiatrist was going to be able to cure them of their sex addiction to children. He couldn't. Now, he was simply there to help them manage it, like alcoholics manage their disease. And a lot of them were very resentful. They felt their relationships with children, while sexual, weren't inappropriate. And that's what they were working on. These people were everywhere. They were coaches. They love to embed themselves inside churches. Watch a church. They're all over the place. They take advantage of Christians. They're in our schools. They are everywhere. It seems like I do this segment like, I don't know, once a week now. Just, you know what? Raise children who will see them coming. We have to have these conversations with our kids.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.